Yeah.
He's on both sides and in the slot.
Yeah.
You go into a game expecting to see him at some point.
Of course, you know what I mean? He's one of their better playmakers on their team, for sure, on the offense. So, I mean, with them moving him around, you know, of course, they're trying to find different ways, different matchups to get him the ball. But for sure, I mean, I'm be lined up at cornerback a couple series. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he's going to end up being lined up in front of me.
If you look at this season, we've had to ask you about Alshon, Antonio, Odell, Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
Is it the way of life in the NFL that you're going to get one of these guys every week, it seems?
That's what it seems. I mean, especially in the division that we're in, you know what I mean? We see the Cowboys twice with Dez, see the Giants twice with Odell, then you got the Redskins with Garcon and Deshaun, and then you have all those other teams, those great teams we have to play. So, for sure, I mean, that's just the name of the game of it now, so.
On the short routes that he runs, that Julio runs, I mean, is it almost better sometimes to let him catch it and then try to get him down rather than try to contest it and then
No. It's competing each and every play. You don't even want a guy like that to get the ball in his hands, because that's when he's most dangerous. So, for sure, it's competing each and every play. You know, you don't want to go out there playing scared or timid. And I mean, that's when he's going to eat you alive, for sure.
Jim Schwartz was kind of saying that, you know, in games like this, weeks like this, facing an offense like this, he kind of loses sleep, in a sense, trying to figure this out. You as a player, I mean, does it keep you up at night trying to figure out, you know, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and this offense?
I think the preparation for this game, it's the same preparation that we have to have for the past games that we had. You know what I mean? It's just going out there, competing at a high level and putting on the line for your teammates. That's it. And it's the guy who wants it most who's going to get it, for sure.
What's the mentality of a cornerback in terms of you? You know that he's going to make some plays. You know? Is it the type of thing you want to forget about that, or do you – keep that in your mind?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, just like you said, you know, I mean, they're gonna move him around. You know, they're gonna find ways, whether he's on a backer, whether it's a pick play to get him open, or I mean, they're gonna find ways to give him the ball. You know what I mean? So for sure, you know, they're going to the game plan, you see that on film. You know, it's just the next play, next snap. And it's just like I said, competing each and every snap, for sure.
Did you watch the Carolina game on film?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
What jumped out about the way you played that game?
I mean, he was just playing with his hair on fire, period. You know what I mean? He was having one of those days, you know what I mean? And that's something that we can't have in the league, for sure. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, once he gets going, he's hard to stop, for sure, like you've seen.
When Matt Ryan throws the ball up a certain height, he goes up and gets it.
Yeah.
One of the best receivers do up and get it. What can you do for a guy when he's got 3-4 inches on you?
Yeah. Just contest him, you know what I mean, each and every play. I mean, like they say, he's gonna catch a couple of balls. I mean, that's what he's gonna do. You know what I mean? He has a great quarterback who's putting the ball in the right position for him to get it. You know what I mean? But it's just contesting each and every play, for sure.
For a team that runs play action as much as them, what's the challenge on a cornerback?
Eye discipline, for sure. You know what I mean? They run the ball, then next thing you know, it's play action, deep shot, you know what I mean, Julio or Sanu is going down the field. So, for sure, it's just having great eye discipline each and every play.
You know, last week they played mostly 3 wide, so I mean, you rotated outside most of the time.
Uh-huh.
You can play some nickel this week,
probably? Probably. I don't know. I mean, I've been working on it. It just depends on what Coach Schwartz and Coach Corey want, so.
Thanks, man.